coins, that jingle jangle, fancy shoes, the dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover in tangled blossoms, in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Well, hello again, and good times of your day to you, wherever you may be. It's Monday, and that means we do have Mickey Vanoush with me once again. So, we have 8 lovely people in the call queue, and we're going to make a start. Hi, Mickey.
How are you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Okay then, line one, Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen, how are you doing?
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, great. I'm just kind of wondering what you see for the upcoming weeks. I did have a lady call me for just to view a quick project, but it wasn't very long. But you were correct in everything that you said last time. So I'm just kind of wondering what you see for me. Yes.
Okay, I just want to link in with you. What I'm picking up with you at the minute, I get the feeling there's more to come from that lady that's called you. I don't know what it is at the minute, but I know there is more to come from her at the minute. And I get the feeling it's reference that you've done from, pardon me, I get the feeling it's reference to do with something you've done for somebody else. Now,
oh.
I get the feeling you've done a job of work for somebody else, and maybe it's roughly along the same line. That's what I'm picking up with that. I do feel as though this is more to do with business rather than a trade stand. I'm not quite sure. I know it's all business, but I do get the feeling there's more, maybe more of an office setting than a trade stand, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah.
I also get the feeling somebody seems to owe you. I'm not quite sure whether it's a couple of days' work or something like that. Something that you seem to have started that didn't get finished. So I get the feeling someone's going to call you back for that. I'm not quite sure where that is, but I get the feeling that the wheels of industry are beginning to, well, they are anyway, but I mean, I get the feeling with your kind of work, the kind of work that you do, people are getting recalled back to the work office station, whatever you want to call it. And I feel this is, we're now at the end of June. Within a couple of days, we're going to be in July. I do feel as though there are some, I want to say travel plans. I don't mean going out of Chicago or anything like that. I mean, I get feelings like catching buses and that kind of thing. That's what I'm talking about. I want to say there's some unexpected good news coming to you. But I don't know why. I feel you're going to have to try and motivate yourself a little bit to do this. This is one of them, I feel, one of them jobs where you think, oh, I don't really want to go, but, you know, it's a good paycheck at the end of it. I think you're going to have to sort of motivate yourself a little bit. When it means trouble, I get the feeling the work is going to be worth it. I don't think you're just going to break even or anything. I do feel as though. I also want to say, I see two emails coming or two calls. I don't know, but there seems to be two in quick succession. Like, you know, like when somebody calls you and, you know, you put the phone down and, oh, I forgot that, I've got to ring them back, you know, and so you get two calls from the same person in quick succession. So I get the feeling you're going to get one call and then they're going to ring you back. So it's almost like, as they've been talking to you about one job that they want you to do, they've just literally put the phone down and said, oh, heck, I'm just going to make another call. So it looks like you're going to be in demand a little bit. So I'm not quite sure with that. Well, I'm not quite sure where that is, because I feel that's with an agency. I get the feeling this seems to be like when industry starts to get up and rolling again, you know, where people are sending out brochures and flyers and things like that, you know. And so I get the feeling they're going to start needing the staff. So this says to me that's this, that kind of thing. I also get the feeling the same company on the back of that is looking for people to take calls or inquiries from, you know, from the stuff that they've put out. So I have a feeling that this is, I can't say what the industry is, but I get the feeling it may be allied to the motor trade or that kind of thing. So I do feel as though as things are beginning to move, I'm looking at, I want to say, I know you were talking about something about the 7th of July the last time I talked.
Yes.
I have a feeling this is going to be either the 1st or the 2nd of July. And so I have a feeling that you're going to need to keep yourself a little bit ready. It's not nice rushing around. But I just feel as though this agency or whoever it is has got a tendency to ring you up at 8 o'clock in the morning and say, can you be at the office for 9? you know, and you think, well, heck, I can do it. But, you know, that's what I feel. I just feel as though it's that kind of, that they need it and they need it now, you know. And I get the feeling this is how these people operate. They perhaps don't know until they get in the office what the day is going to be like. And sometimes, you know, I suppose when you're coming out of this coronavirus thing, you know, I mean, everybody's been a little bit tight with money and things like that. And I think they're trying to get the wheels of industry going again. So I just watch out for that. But I do feel as though it is going to be either a day or 2 days for at least 2 or 3 weeks, which will get you nicely through July. So I do feel that is a good opportunity that's coming up. I just can't put my finger on what it is. It feels something to do with cars, but I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
I also feel I've got a gentleman I've got a gentleman that wants to talk to you, and maybe that's about a trade stand.
Okay.
I can see you putting things in an envelope or some kind of something like that. You know, you're putting a package together and giving
that
people.
Oh, yeah, I know.
People.
Okay. 3 minutes.
Yeah, and taking the names and addresses or emails, you know, and filling them in. Whether you're doing that on a computer, but I feel there is a laptop connected with that. So I just feel as though that's something that you'll be doing. And whether that's a trade fair, I don't know. But I get the feeling this is one of quite a few that are going to be coming up for employers to advertise their wares. So I do think there is quite a package coming round you. I also feel as though there is somebody looking for you on the internet. Has your cell phone number been updated, by the way?
As far as I know.
Two minutes.
Okay. Good. Just watch out, because I get the feeling somebody. Can you leave messages on your webpage? Because
yes.
if you can, it might be worth just going and having a look. Because I feel they may have left something. Okay. Can you contact me or can you get back to me or something like that? So I just feel as though that's well worth a look. There may even be a cell phone number connected with that, Karen. Just go and have a look. And if I get any more, I'll give it to you, okay?
Thank you so much. Okay. I'll let you know.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
One minute.
Right. Well, Ken forgot to take his microphone off. I think we're back now. Right. Let's see where we're going. Berlin.
Hello.
Hi,
Mickey. How you doing?
How are you? How can I help you? Please.
Okay. Any messages from Spirit?
Okay. First of all, I've got a lady coming to you from Spirit that's sending you healing. Okay.
Oh, great.
And she's telling me that things are starting to move forward. She said they are moving forward with renewed optimism. She says that's from Spirit's point of view. Now, I don't know what this is, but she's saying you've got to take no notice of arrogant people. That's what she's saying. Okay.
Okay.
I want to say to you. You seem to have been going through a bit of a trying period, for want of a better word, you know. I want to say Spirit are helping you get through it. Now, I want to say to you, they know you're very tired at the minute, but they want to help you get through this because they've got some work that they want you to start doing. Okay. I'm not quite sure what the term is, because we use words in different ways. So please,
sure.
You know, if I get the term wrong, you just forgive
That's
me. I've got to guide us for this kind of figure coming to you from Spirit that is going to help you rebuild what it was you was doing, all right, before
mm-hmm.
your operation or whatever.
Right, right.
But I want to say, this seems to have knocked you. This operation really seems to have hit you and taken the wind out. So, and I want to say, this guy's coming with you to lift your vibrations and to work with you and to lead you forward. I do feel to bring that not only this physical healing but the spiritual healing and emotional healing as well. Okay, because he's telling me that the situation around you is quite deceptive. Like one minute you feel all right, the next minute you just want to, go away on the couch.
So
that's what he's saying right now. And what they're trying to do is to stabilize not only yourself but the situation around you, because I'm being told there is a need to get you back on your feet, so to speak, and get you moving forward, so you can start doing what you want to do and start doing, start taking care of yourself, so to speak. I'm not saying you can't take care of yourself, but I feel as though you want to do a lot more than you are right now. And I want to say, this process is going to start moving forward. I feel as though within the next sort of 72 hours, you'll begin to notice, I want to say, an upsurge in your energy level.
I've been feeling it already.
All right, great. I don't think you're going to climb Mount Everest or anything like that yet.
Sure,
you know. I think, but I'm being shown a couple of guys getting together with yourself to have a talk or something like that. So whether this is some kind of meeting about the future or what you're going to do, I don't know. But I get the feeling in some ways they are kindred spirits. You know, maybe you've worked with them before or that kind of thing. I don't know.
Okay.
But I get the feeling it's some kind of meeting about moving forward on something.
Okay.
I can't quite work this out yet because they're more trying to focus on healing you.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody knows the impact of anything until it happens, and I want to say that seems to have hit you quite hard, I feel as though Spirit, I'm not saying because they don't know, nobody knows how you're going to take anything, and I want to say getting you back on your feet. I'm not saying you've been worried about anything, but, it can be so frustrating that with yourself that you can actually push yourself, do more damage, which it takes longer,
Exactly.
So I think what they're trying to do at the minute is they just want you to rest and sleep, which is probably you've been nodding on the couch a little bit,
That's true.
But that's just Spirit taking your energy away so you can heal. Because while you're running off down to the store and you want to go and climb Mount Everest, you're not healing.
No, right.
Uh, So, now, they've got things that they want you to do. They want you to get back healing and, you know, working like you was and, you know. I do feel as though there are, once you actually start to heal, you know, the way you work, and because obviously the guys and spirits around you will change again, you know,
right.
to motivate you. Well, right now, they're just trying to heal you and keep you still, you know,
so
your body can heal. You know, but also working on, you know, on your crown chakra as well to, you know, to lift you as well. It's not just a case of it's not just a case of mending the body. It's a case of mending spiritual as well, you know.
I also
feel as though you may find that the way you talk, and I don't mean your voice, but I also feel as though I've got a change of healing regime coming around with you. So when you've been learning. Whether you've been learning or whether you was learning just prior to taking the operation, I don't know. But I feel as though whatever it is, it's starting to appear now.
Right.
It's starting
to
come out.
3 minutes.
So I do feel as though this is. It's almost like it's a complete new railroad that spirit are laying for you. That's
okay.
going. I want to say. I'm not saying it's going to speed things up, but I do feel as though it's going to work a lot smoother, you know.
Right.
I also feel as though you're going to be, when you're finally stood up, ready to start work again, your energy levels are going to be a lot more efficient, so that after you've done a day's work, you're not going to be feeling so drained. You just want to go and lay on the couch all day and watch TV, you know.
Yeah.
Because they're telling me that, you know, it has been taken out of you, you know.
Yeah.
So I get the feeling there a change of regime around you where you've got these energy-saving levels that can make things a lot more efficient for them to work with you. And, of course, it's not taking so much out of you because... As the older we get, the longer it takes to recharge, you know.
Right.
So,
can I ask you one?
I get the feeling.
Go ahead.
Yeah, quite, yes. Carry on.
This is on a different subject, but same realm. I'm waiting for payments of unemployment to come to me. Do you see the money coming? I know it's been... difficult for everybody to get it on time.
Definitely.
Okay.
I definitely see it coming to the end.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I'm not quite sure whether it's going to be in your checking account or whether you're going to get an email, but I do feel as though you are going to get it.
1 minute.
Do you get any timeline?
Yeah.
I know that's difficult, but...
Right. Just give me a minute, my friend. Right. I want to say unexpected good news is coming to you. And we're looking around about the 7th of July.
Okay.
Around about that.
All right.
Around about that.
But
I feel as though you will get notification before that. I want to say to you, just give me a minute. This is to do with personal business. So, it may be an email, it may be a letter in the post, I don't know.
Okay.
Or you might need to check, have a look at your checking account, but I do feel you are going to get it, but I'm looking at July 7th, because I'm getting a V and two ones, which is July anyway, but I'm taking that as either the 6th or the 7th of July, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. That was great.
All right. Take care.
Really appreciate
Bye
it.
Now.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bryn.
Thanks, Ken.
Right. Okay, then. So, we've reset the clock. Time has been reset. And we have D.
Thank you, Ken, again. Hi, Mickey. Good evening.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing? You all right?
I'm good, thank you. I feel better this week, although it's only Monday. What message
Sorry?
Does Spirit have for
Carry
me?
On. Sorry. Yes.
No, I was just saying I feel better this week, although
okay,
it's just Monday.
Breaking up. It's just like the microphone. But okay, I've got that. As long as you can hear me, that's fine. what I'm getting at the minute, I'm getting that something seems to have been blocking you, or somebody seems to have been blocking you at the minute, or has been. I want to say somebody seems to be ready to shed some light on something. Now, I have a feeling this is something to do with work or a work situation. I want to say, just be patient. I have a feeling there are some unexpected, there seems to be some unexpected correspondence coming up. I want to say this is going to remedy, this is going to be, seems this is going to remedy something to do with a part of your future, something that you've been asking about. And I don't want to go into too much about this, but I feel you know what I'm talking about. I want to say to you, there's going to be, when I say rapid improvement, that depends upon your on what your feel is rapid improvement. Maybe they're saying to you that the good news is going to make you feel better. That's what I feel with that. I want to say it seems to be. I've got to be careful what I say here. Can you understand where you've been contacted by an old company other than the one who you have a friend working for, please?
Yes, I can.
Okay, because I have a feeling someone's going to ask you back. I don't know why. I've got the feeling somebody wants you to go back. Now, I can't tell you whether this is a temporary thing or a temporary semi-permanent position. I don't know. But I do feel as though it's something you shouldn't disregard straight away. I do feel as though you may need to think on your feet a little bit with that. I do feel as though there seems to be a lot of work connected with this, probably a little bit more than there was before. I want to say there seems to have been some kind of restructuring as well. I've got something here that I'm not quite sure of. Something that they put in place isn't working. Now, I'm not quite sure what it is they put in place. Maybe a person that they put in that place. It doesn't seem to be functioning right. Does that ring any bells?
I'll keep it in mind. The second company you mentioned from the past is one who had interviewed me, but they hadn't selected me about 2 years back. So I'd applied
okay.
there again. And
okay.
I haven't heard from them yet.
Well, I have a feeling they are going to be in touch with you. And I do feel as though this is this may be where I do feel as though this is where things have changed somewhat. Now I don't understand what it is I'm getting, but I know it's something to do with the kind of work that you do. But I also get the feeling they seem to have added more to it, if that makes any sense. I want to say a bit nearer home. I do feel as though you are going to get a call quite soon from another company as well. Or maybe this is the same company that you've applied for with somebody that you do know. I want to say it seems to me that things are starting to flow at last. And I want to say that things seem to be waking up. Maybe that's to do with the world of industry that are beginning to move at long last. I do feel as though there is going to be a work reunion with your friend that you've applied for that, and I do feel as though there is going to be some kind of communications with that. I want to say maybe the situation seems a bit deceptive at the minute because it's quiet, but I have a feeling this is because of what's going on at the minute. Things are neither started nor stopped. It's just getting the ball rolling. So I just get the feeling this is symbolic of where we are at the minute. And I just feel as though this guy is going to ring. I almost feel he's been going to ring you a couple of times, but he's hesitated. I know there's a job there for you, and it's just trying to narrow it down. And I also feel it's the start date as well. I do feel as though they are the two stumbling blocks at the minute. But I do know there is new potential and new opportunity with you. All right, and I want to say this job that you've applied for, when they contact you, I don't think that this it should be ignored. I do feel as though this is a new project, and I feel as though you will have to make a decision about that. And I want to say this could turn out to be a career success, as well as getting an enjoyment from what you're doing as well. I want to say that in some way, you're going to need to learn to pace yourself. You seem to be tiring yourself out at the minute. Whether this is just to do with work or just doing thinking about things, I don't know. But you really do. I feel as though I know you. I know you're a highly trained businessman, but your mind seems to be all over at the minute. I do feel as though this is. There is going to be a time soon where all these loose ends are going to come together. And it's almost like there's going to be a new version of your life where I want to say spirit are actually building you a new path. This path is going to take you completely away from where everything that's around you now is going to be left behind. I do feel as though in some ways you may feel a bit insecure because this is what you've known. But I do feel as though this is going to...
2 minutes.
It's going to solve a lot of problems to do with a younger person that you've got concerns about as well, and a new home. So although leaving something behind and going to something that you don't know can actually lead to insecurities and anxiety, in the end, it's going to make things a lot. It may cause a few problems, but in the end, it's going to solve a lot of problems as well. I do feel as though you need a new home, and someone in your family needs a new home as well. That's what I do feel. I also feel as though this job is going to help sort out the schooling problem that we were talking about as well. But there's something quite important about, I want to say, within the next 2 or 3 weeks. I can't give you a date right now, but I will do. I'll have a look at this. I want to say the reward of what you've done in the past is going to be a success. there is going to be a triumphal package, work package coming to you. This is going to complete a cycle, not only a cycle of work, but a cycle of your personal life as well. So I do feel as though in the end, you are going to take control of not only your life, the situation, but a situation in your son's life as well. It seems to be putting a complete package together. That's the only way I can describe that. But I will get back to you with a little bit more with that, Deep. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you,
Dave.
Oh, no. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you,
sir. Alrighty. Thank you, Kip. Just wait for that to clear. Okay. Holly.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how you doing? You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, dear. You don't want to know. No, I'm fine.
Uh-oh.
I'm fine.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Anything you pick up on is fine.
Okay. Important new business coming up. All right. Very important new business. Now, whether that's around you at the minute, I don't know. But there's also a new relationship that's indicated as well. And I feel you need to be aware of that. I get the feeling you are very restless at the minute. And I want to say, you seem a little bit out of control. Now, I'm not quite sure what I mean by that. It could just be the way, you know, it could be your anxieties, or it could be that, you know, I want to say things are coming around you to help improve the situation. But I also feel as though I'm not quite sure how. We use words in different ways. I feel as though you've had to tell somebody how it is. Now, I don't know whether that resonates for you. It's almost like you've had to tell somebody how it is, okay? And I feel as though I haven't got any concerns there. But on the back of that, I get the feeling there's either work or some kind of work enterprise, okay? Now, this is a business. But I also, Holly, I see somebody giving you a business card. Now, you know what that is. I get the feeling this is somebody that's going to be important in the next part. Not right now. Just hold on to that. I do feel as though they may just give you a cell phone number on a bit of paper, but take it.
Yeah.
You'll know this person. I want to say there seems to be a new partnership coming up with you. Now, this could be a partnership, either business, or it could be more relationship partnership. And I get the feeling it's the latter. All right. Now, I do feel as though there could be success here, right? But I'm going to say to you, you seem quite restless at the minute, all right? You seem, I don't know, you seem very, don't want to be tied down. You don't know who you are. I just get the feeling there is going to be a meet. If you haven't got a meeting planned, there's a meeting coming up. This is about enhancing projects or that kind of thing. I want to say your input is going to be important, all right? Potentially, this could turn out to be more your project than anybody else's. But I want to say to you, all right, make sure you understand what it is that you're doing. Don't go getting somebody that works in the store, you know, hourly rate, when you should be drawing a directed rate, okay? You know, you seem to be, if you're not careful, you're going to be working, you're going to be well undercutting your paycheck, okay? So, you know, They're going to say, well, can you do this and can you do that? But you're going to, it's only like you're going to be getting like $10 an hour or something. I don't know. I'm just saying. So just make sure that you understand. Make sure you understand what it is that you're doing. I want to say somebody wants you.
Somebody what?
Or something like that. Somebody wants to establish a working partnership. Can you did you hear me? Somebody wants to establish a working partnership. But that could be anything. Now, I have a feeling this is something to do with fiction. I mean fiction as in writing. So you know, it could be writing poems. I don't know. It could be writing a book, you know, but I want to say this could lead you into a nice little. I'm not saying it's going to take over your life, but I have a feeling it could lead you into a nice little sideline, because I want to say to you, somebody seems quite interested in. I want to say your sense of humour, but how you set out some words. You seem to have a way with words, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you seem quite jolly. So this thing, there's three opportunities coming around you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are three different people, and they all seem to want a part of you, right? Now, they all seem to want a different part of you, but at the same time, they all want the same part of you. I know that sounds strange, but I can't say any more than that. I do feel as though the situation that's revolving around you at the minute is going to change, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful who you're trusting. Be careful who you're trusting. Just don't go... trusting arrogant people. I do feel as though someone seems to be hampering your efforts to move forward. I'm going to be a bit blunt here, and because you didn't want maybe a relationship with someone seems to want to be hampering your efforts to move on. Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe they don't like the idea maybe they don't like the idea of you being independent, you know. I thought that you'd just be, you know, a stay-at-home mom, you know, that kind of thing. But I do get the feeling. I'm going to say something here. Somebody hasn't been telling you the truth, and the truth
Three
is going to come
minutes.
Tumbling out. Somebody's not been telling you the truth, and the truth is going to come tumbling out, right? And I want, so just be careful of that. I do get the feeling there is going to be a successful conclusion to something that you've been trying to finish off. Now, whether this is a song, whether I don't know, but I also get the feeling, I get the feeling there's something to do with a. Whether you've applied for this job recently or you, I get.
Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
To do with a job. Maybe there's a property connected with this as well. I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know whether it's a living job or that kind of thing or an apartment with it. I don't know.
Yes.
I do feel as though
this
is a move. I want to say. There's a move and it's imminent. That's what I'm picking up. It's imminent. So just be careful of that. This is going to be a successful conclusion. I'm showing personal achievement. But I also get the feeling you may have to move quite quickly with this.
Good.
Otherwise, there's going to be some kind of disappointment. You may need to drop everything and just get in your car, and whether it's crossing a state line, I don't know, Holly, but I do know it's there. This is going to give you everything you want, independence and everything. Okay? So, anyway, you know where I am if you need me anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Alrighty.
1 minute.
1 minute. There you are, right on the 1 minute. There's the timer that you can hear. And we've reset it for the next. And we may not reach everybody this evening, ladies and gents. I can say that people are still actually calling in. So if we don't reach you, don't be disappointed. Okay. Laura.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, please?
Just want to know what you see for me around making a move maybe down to South Carolina for looking for work. I think I should move down further south.
Okay. What I'm picking up, there seems to be some kind of material improvement around you. And this includes a property as well. And I want to say that's to do with a move. Now, I know there's been some kind of restriction with you, but there again, there have been restrictions on the whole damn world at the minute. I do feel as though this stressful situation is going to, I want to say it's going to ease. Now, when you said North Carolina, I'm not quite
no,
sure.
South. What about South Carolina?
South Carolina. I know where that is in my head, but I can't link that with where you are at the minute. So you'll have to forgive me. But I want to say your patience is going to pay off. That's what I'm picking up. I do feel that round about the time that you go to South Carolina, that there is going to be something else coming around you. So I get the feeling as you go down there, if you're not careful, you're going to need to be in somewhere else. So just be careful. Just look before you leap. That's what I'm picking up. I do get the feeling if you go to South Carolina, there is going to be a personal achievement down there and personal well-being. You will achieve what it is you're going to do. I'm not quite sure whether I'm getting sort of Florida but I'm getting somewhere else as well. I'll probably need a little bit more time than what I've got here to try to sort of get in with that. But I don't feel as though there's any disappointment with South Carolina. I feel, if I'm being truthful, I feel quite positive with it. I do feel as though there seems to be two jobs down there that you either you've heard about or you're going to look at, or two contracts, if that makes any sense to you. I feel as though this is a good beginning, and one of them looks to be quite a, whether it's a new enterprise or whether it's a new business, I don't know. But I get the feeling a good working relationship is with this. And I get the feeling that there's, if I can try and work this out, it's rather like one big warehouse complex with lots of other satellite complexes with it. So it seems to be, I don't know how to describe it. It's either like a franchise, you know, with one big warehouse. So that's the only way I can describe it. It's going to be quite a busy contract or job, and I do get the feeling whether this is The only way I can describe this is rather like having a commodity and selling it, okay, and closing deals. That's the only way I can describe it. It may not be that, so please forgive me. But that's what I'm seeing, and I do feel as though there is a good opportunity there. But I get the feeling you will achieve what you want to achieve within the first 6 to 8 months. That's what I feel. I want to say maybe there's some kind of a partnership could come out of this. Whether this is a personal partnership or it's a partnership in work, I don't know. It's a positive. It's whatever it is, it's positive. The prospects are looking good. I do feel as though you need to have your personal appearance speaks volumes, and your understanding of how the system works, or whatever it is. I get the feeling that you've done all that before. So this seems to be quite a good opportunity. I want to say this is going to resolve we've had. I also feel that I'm really a little bit anxious about moving. I do feel as though once you actually set your mind on it, it will be a lot easier. Sometimes you can be your own worst enemy. You are stubbornly independent, obviously, like most of us. But I do feel, I want to say in some way, this could be a new harvest, that's the right word to use it, where gathering things in, gathering a new home, a new workplace, you know, a new community. It seems to me like you're pulling everything together, and it seems quite an exciting challenge. I want to say this is the kind of thing that I want to say maybe you haven't done it before, or you haven't done it for some time, but I get the feeling this is it's stimulating other interests with you. And I can see you negotiating with things concerning business. So this seems to be, it seems to be quite your style of thing. This seems to be quite you. I want to say it's what you need. And I do feel as though this is the right kind of atmosphere that you need to rebuild your life and rebuild your home setting as well. I do feel as though you're not what we call scared of work. I do feel as though you will work and you work hard. I don't see any problems with it. The only problem I do see is round about the time you set off to drive there, fly there or whatever, I do feel as though there's something else coming up around you. You may need to decide where you need to be. That's the only problem I see. Sorry?
Mickey, what else could be coming up that I would have to decide where I need to be? What would come up?
I get the feeling it's another job. I get the feeling now you've applied for a job before and haven't heard anything, or they've kept you on file, or somebody's just going to ring you
3 minutes
from where you've worked before or something like that. But I
where
do get the
that
feeling
job located?
That... Sorry?
Where is Sorry? That job located?
I can't...
Where,
right now...
Is that where
I can't...
Live?
I can't... I get the feeling it's across a state line somewhere. That's what I'm getting. I'm not quite sure where it is, but I get the feeling it's across a state line. That's what I'm picking up.
I live close to a state line, so it still might be commutable from where I currently live.
Yeah. I know you've got to cross the state line. That's all I'm picking up, Laura. All I'm picking up is this is a major. This would have
2 minutes.
This contract at one point would have been a major ambition for you, and I want to say this is looking very good. It's looking good. All right. So just be careful of that. I do feel as though you may be expecting something to come back. You may have even forgot about it, but I do feel as though just when you've completely forgot about it, it'll come out. It'll be like a skeleton out of the closet. You know, that's what I'm picking up with that. So just watch out for that. You might get set to go to South Carolina, and this will just pop up. But I do feel I want to say to you, this is, I can't say it's not in July. I have a feeling it's between July and August. That's what I'm picking up. All right. But I want to say this is going to have a resettlement package with it. Don't ask me what a resettlement package is. I've got no idea. But
you're talking about the one
though,
in South Carolina? Is that the one in South Carolina, or is that the one that's commutable?
Well, I can't tell you right now, but I do know there's a resettlement package with it. That's all I can tell you. I'll have a look, and I'll see what I can pick up for you, okay?
Thanks, Mickey.
Okay, take care. Bye now.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Laura.
Bye, Ken.
Thanks, Laura. Okay, okay. So, let's reset the clock timer. They're still calling in. Good God. Okay. Right. Now, we can't guarantee that we're going to reach you all. Yeah, because they're still calling in, so we're doing our best. Okay, Veronica.
Hello. Well, hello.
Hiya.
Mickey, and thank you, Kenneth, and thank you for spreading the light to the 2 weeks to people. Mickey, you're always very good. And thank you for fighting demons. But I just want to ask you this, and it's a little bit of struggle.
Okay.
Because I really think there were some things about energy around there, because I saw some people with symbols, and I do believe that they do practice other things that they're not supposed to. But where I was working before, the last prior job, do you see? I believe that like a lot of things are going to occur there. What are you seeing? It starts with the letter L and with L and then P on there. You see the company, you see all those people, what they were saying. It's a lot of sand. That's not my place. That's God's place. But if you can please look at that. I think there is different types of law going in there that, yeah, I see. I feel it. Thank you. And I
do feel
God's law as well.
I do feel as though things are changing with you now. Okay. I want to say there is going to be movement with you. A movement away from where you are. I feel a new home setting coming to you as well, and a new job. Okay. I do feel that this is through somebody that maybe works in the same place where you do, or lives not far from you in the same neighborhood. I do feel as though there's been a little bit of confrontation around you. But I do feel as though this is coming to an end. And I'm being told to tell you, pay no mind to what's going on, okay? Just you've got a good heart. Just continue doing what you're doing. I want to say to you, things are moving forward and spirit are working with you, okay? I want to say they are sending healing to you, okay? And I've got spirit watching over you, just making sure that you're safe as well, all right? don't go being anybody's fool, all right? Some of what people tell you is just to worry you, okay? Now, you've got a lot of people in spirit around you at the minute, okay? So please don't get over anxious and start having sleepless nights. I want to say to you, there is a work setting coming, a new workplace coming to you, all right? It's going to take you away from where you are, all right, and allow you to find somewhere a little bit better in a better neighbourhood, okay, that's going to allow you and your life to settle down. I do feel as though this is... I also get the feeling, in a way, that maybe a friend has hurt you in some way, okay? So... I get the feeling somebody's going to try to come back into your life. So please be aware of that, all right? I do feel as though maybe you're a little bit low at the minute, you know. So just be careful. Not everybody that you talk to, okay, will want to be your friend. I do feel as though you have got a lot of lovely people around you, but watch for somebody coming around you that was negative in the past. Okay, you may have walked away from this situation before. Okay, and I do feel as though nothing much has changed with them. All right, I do feel as though you'll know when you meet this person. I get a feeling this person may have been connected with another apartment. So just be careful of that. I also want to say to you, I do feel as though, can you understand where someone from the police department want to talk to you, please?
Yes.
Yeah, because I've got the feeling someone's got some good news for you. Okay. I want to say I've got the feeling someone's got some good news to give you on the situation. And I also feel there's some money coming back to you. Whether this is something to do with a paycheck or whether it's something to do with a court thing. I know there's money coming back to you. All right. This is going to help you get back on your feet again. Okay. And I want to say you've won a victory or you're going to win a victory. This is something I feel as though you've been hurt, where there has been a lot of hurt in your life. And I want to say a lot of mistrust as well. All right. You will be finally be able to close this door. And I want to say, can you understand where there's been a missing dog, please?
Yes.
I've got a missing dog coming back to you, or news of a missing dog coming back to you. That either someone's been hiding or it seems to have gone astray. I don't know. I just get the feeling this was connecting with some kind, maybe another apartment or something like that. So I get the feeling that there is some good news connecting with that as well. I also feel... I do feel as though you are finally going to get some answers as well, connected with something that happened in the past, where you had to move, okay, connected with a male. I'm not quite sure where that is, but I do get the feeling there is some good news connected with that. I also feel as though you are going to get some answers as well, connected with that as well. I want to say that seems to have been in a completely different neighbourhood to where you are now. That's what I'm picking up with that. I also feel as though
3 minutes.
Somebody seems to want to be talking to you about a complaint that you'd made some time ago. So maybe that's what the police department want to talk to you about. I get the feeling it either has been investigated or they want to take more details from it. I'm not quite sure what it's about, But I do get the feeling, finally, that they want, whether they want to hear what it is that happened to you, or whether they just want to re-go over what happened, I don't know. I do get the feeling that this is like the final stage. I get the feeling that either there's some kind of warrant being put together or some kind of case being put together. But I do feel that. I can't nail it down anymore. But there is going to be an end coming to this. And I do get the feeling that maybe there's got some sign of compensation coming to you a little bit further down the road that is going to help you get back on your feet again. Okay?
Nikki, real quickly, is the word for me or is it for the other people? And the one question.
What was that? Sorry.
That's kind of scary. Is the warrant for me or is it for? I mean, I didn't do anything.
It's not for you. It's for somebody else.
Real quickly, does it have to do with where I used to live, that awful place, or is it?
Yes.
Or is it
yes.
the workplace?
Yes. 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 No, it's where you used to live. Yes.
One.
Yeah. Good news coming to you. Yes.
That's good because
yes.
the law enforcement there, they know me and I'm clear. I'm glad. Thank you, Mickey. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you, Veronica. Thanks, Veronica. Okay. Right. Well, if we set the timer. And we have Carolyn.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as great as I could possibly be because I've got my wonderful grandson with me.
Oh, great. Yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, lovely.
You saw it.
I'm both pleased for you.
Thank you. And thanks to your wisdom and your insight, I'm more alert to what's going on. Because he says things you're my mom.
Okay.
I'll say no, I'm not your mom.
What I'm picking up with you is, I want to say repairing bridges. That's what I'm picking up. I'm talking about repairing bridges at the minute. That's the first thing I got. I do feel as though you seem to be building bridges between you and his mom. And I want to say things seem to be more secure now. And I do feel as though you seem to have a positive impact on your grandson's demeanor and his life, which is that's positive. And I do feel as though it's giving her a little bit of time out for herself. And I want to say it's helping improve a difficult situation. I do feel as though where you have the time and energy to spend with, you know, the little guy, I want to say I do feel as though she's been very tired, okay, and probably a little bit stressed as well. So I want to say she sees you in a different light now. And I do feel as though I want to say she seems more readily to listen to you. All right.
Oh wow.
She probably wouldn't admit that. But I do feel as though she is beginning to grasp the situation. And how you can help. you know, sometimes you can take your pistol out, and all you do is end up shooting yourself in the foot, you know.
Yeah.
I do think she's beginning to see that you can make a positive impact, you know, not only with her life and your son's life, but with your grandson's life as well. And I do feel as though whether this is, I'm not quite sure whether it's hiking, I want to call it, I can see a camping holidays and that kind of thing. And I do feel as though that is a positive thing. It may be a little bit, you've got to take it slowly, but I can still see, I can see a connection with you and your grandson and the mountain. Now, I'm not quite sure where that fits in yet, but I do feel as though, you know, you've got to take things very, very slowly, but I think you've got a love of that kind of scenery and that kind of area, you know. I get the feeling, you know, this little guy would love to have a campfire down by the creek and just, you know, I do feel that kind of, every boy wants that kind of living, especially with grandma, you know. And I do feel, I don't know why, I've seen this before and I'm still seeing it again. I can see this little guy having a room in the log cabin. Now, whether that's for a vacation or whether you're living, I don't know yet.
I can see it.
It may just be that, you know, you're renting it for, you know, for a vacation. But I have a feeling there's more to this. Whether you're going to get a mortgage and buy one, I don't know. Whether you're going to rent one, I don't know. I get this feeling that it's more earthy. You know, I feel I've got this feeling with you and your grandson, and it's not going away. It's there because this seems to be a dream, because it's bringing you and your grandson back together. It's building that important relationship between you and him. You know, not many grandmas want to go out and do that with grandson, if you know where I am with that. But you've got that special relationship with him, you know.
Yeah.
And I can see why he loves time with grandma, you know.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you know, the old type grandma that just was sitting in a rocking chair on the porch. You know, you're actually getting out and doing things with little guy. And I want to say this is the kind of thing that you've perhaps done, you know, when you was a little girl, you know. And I do feel it's within you to do this. I do feel as though this is helping your grandson overcome maybe some kind of insecurities, you know. It's opening up new doors. You know, it's improving him and his outlook on life, you know, and it's taking him away from, you know, where he lives. I don't know where he lives, but I just feel as though it's giving him another slant on life. I do feel as though there has been some kind of a difficult situation at home. Maybe it's just because of the lockdown and they can't go to school, you know. And so he's probably been feeling a little bit, you know, penned up. So I do feel as though while he's with you, you just enjoy the time. But I do feel as though through the holidays, you know, when his school's out, I do feel as though he's going to want to spend a lot more time with you. I do feel that. And I want to say there must be a long drive connected with this. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I get the feeling somewhere in between your home and his home is a place of interest, and I don't know why. I get the feeling you may drive past it, you know, and I can see you spending some time there. Whether that's a vacation or whether it's just a day out, I don't know. But I get the feeling your grandson seems very artistic. He seems very artistic in some way. Now,
yeah.
Whether it's colours or he likes drawing, I don't know. But I just got the feeling just let him be himself. You know, let him find himself. I get the feeling that that's some kind of therapy for him as well. You know,
yeah.
I feel as though you are opening doors for him, both physically, spiritually, and mentally. You know, I really can't say any more than you know, you really are, you know, an angel to that to that grandchild. You really are. Without you, you know, his life would be very, very a lot harder than it is. You know, you are spending so much beautiful time with that young boy. You know, when he looks back in years to come, he will remember that, and with fondness. You know, what you're building now is a lifelong relationship with your grandson, and one he'll never forget.
You're bringing me to tears. You make me more alert to what's going on and appreciate and dismiss the 5.5-hour drive. This is all so worth it. Thank you.
Oh, dear. Please don't cry.
Well, you make me aware. And he says a lot of things that I'm paying attention to, like, you're my mom. And I have to tell him, no, I'm your grandma.
Yeah. Okay. Take care.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, it's not easy, is it? I should say, I haven't seen my youngest granddaughter now for over 12 months almost. And she's growing so fast, you know. And of course, you've seen the picture there on Facebook that I posted of the three granddaughters there. And the youngest one in the middle there, you know. And, you know, I'm anxious to see all my grandchildren again, but it's like, I'd love that connection, you know, to be able to do something there and get out and do something. Okay. Right. Charlene.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I actually wanted to ask you about two separate things. One thing,
okay.
I wasn't sure. I've been out of work since March 15th because of the virus, and my job opened back up, but he didn't bring everybody back in yet, and I'm still not at work, and I actually still haven't even received my unemployment. The system is so behind, but I was just curious, like, should I start looking for another job? Is he even planning to bring me back?
Okay. Just let me link in with you. What I'm getting with you, I want to say you are going to get recalled. Okay. Now, and I do know that you are. I want to say your unemployment or Social Security, whatever you want to call it, is coming to you.
Okay.
So that your financial problems are going to be okay. I don't really want to go into that on air, but I do feel as though the situation is going to resolve itself. I want to say the money will be in your checking account, so don't worry about that.
Perfect.
As I'm looking at that now, I'm getting like the second, either the back end of the first or going into the second week of July with that. I can't give you an exact date, but that's what I'm picking
that's
up
fine.
With that.
Okay.
So it's definitely on its way. I do feel as though the difficult situation with your job, with your employment. I do feel as though he will call you back. But I want to say he seems to be more dedicated to improving the situation at work.
Right.
I feel as though the situation before the lockdown wasn't ideal. Okay, I don't know why. I just feel as though things weren't as good as they could have been. So I get the feeling things are going to be improved. I want to say I've got somebody's attitude has changed as well. Maybe someone seemed a little bit reckless before, but I get the feeling security is not always as they thought it was. So I want to say,
right.
I do feel as though someone's going to be looking at you a little bit more carefully. I'm going to be taking a bit more care of you. Can you understand, please, that you seem quite talented where you work? Or maybe it's just, you know, you are good at what you do. But I get the feeling maybe there's going to be some kind of an improvement in your paycheck or some kind of promotion where you're going to be. I'm not quite sure which form that's going to take. Because I feel as though there's a better paycheck going to be on its way to you. But I'm also picking up as well that it wouldn't hurt you if you decided to look for a different employment or a different employer. I do feel as though you have got qualifications or skills you aren't using at this time. You seem quite a. Can you understand, please, that you are a professional person? Does that make sense?
Very much.
Thank you. But I'm being told you've got skills that you're not using at the minute. And, I want to say you seem to be underachieving in some way. You should be a lot better off than you are. I'm being told to think about redirecting your skills to where your professional abilities lay. That's what I'm being told you. And I don't know why I'm being getting this. I'm getting two kinds of. It may be within this sphere of work rather than just me picking this up. Now, I'm not quite sure whether this is the welfare department or that kind of or nursing. Maybe it's somewhere between the two. I don't know, but I get the feeling within that sphere is where they want you to go. Does that ring any bells?
So actually, in April, I started a group where I can help bring awareness to mental illness and help people with mental health awareness. And I started fundraising for it, and I have now over 1,000 members since April. So I've been kind of doing that since April, and it's kind of been really big.
Well,
and I want to start a nonprofit organization and make it a lot bigger.
Well, that you're doing exactly what Spirit wants you to do. This is exactly what they want you to do. I do feel this is going to be a success. Not only an emotional support group, but a financial success as well. I do feel as though. I do feel, pardon me for saying this, that watch this doesn't grow beyond your capabilities, right?
Okay.
Now, I know you are very benevolent, right?
Mm-hmm.
But remember, you have needs as well, okay? You are entitled to time out. So you may need to start looking around for someone to help you, okay?
Okay.
And that means and we're going to try and get this right. Now, I'm not quite sure about the law in the states or the state that you're in, so please forgive me. I do feel as though you may need to take this, you may need to turn this into something professional, okay? So that's what I'm trying to say. You may need to say, well, we've gone so far as we can go.
3 minutes.
As a charity, you may need to start offering professional advice or professional services. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
That's where I feel as though you may need to take a step down or a step up. Or I do feel as though professional services need, obviously they need finance. So that's what I'm not quite sure how that works, but I do feel as though it's going that way.
Okay.
It is going that way. Now, I'm being told there is state financial help that you can get with that, but you do need to apply for it. Okay. So I'm not quite sure where you'll apply, probably the city hall or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do some research.
That's what I'm picking
Two
up with
minutes.
That. And I'm sorry. I don't know where you are in the States, and I couldn't help you if I did know. I just know what
That's
spirit
okay.
is
okay. I'll
me.
Research it. Thank you.
I do know. Sorry, carry on.
I'm sorry. I was just going to tell you the other question because I know I don't have a lot of time.
Carry on. Okay, carry on. Carry on.
Within the last couple of days, someone has either said to me they had a dream that I was pregnant, or someone said about another little girl, of the name of a little girl that I said I would name my daughter if I had a daughter. That name comes up, and then two days after that, my boyfriend's mother asked him if I was pregnant, and I was hiding it because she has a feeling that I was. And I'm like, what does that mean? That all of a sudden, like within 3 days,
one,
no, Mickey,
minute.
I've never had that happen.
Well, yes, it could. What I'm going to say to you, there is a definite baby on the way to you, okay? But it also means there's a new beginning. New babies, new beginnings, okay? But I can tell you both are coming. But I can't tell you if it's a girl or a boy at this stage. But you are going, there is a baby coming into your life anyway, okay?
And I've been having headaches frequently, and that's another reason why she was concerned. She thinks, like, you've been sick, you know, you look like you put on a couple of pounds, you look like you're wearing big dresses, like you're hiding it. Yeah.
Can you understand the name Rose or Rosie, please?
My boyfriend's grandmother was obsessed with roses.
Okay, there you go. She's here now as we speak. All right. So what you've just said is true. What you've just said is true. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you, Shelley. And please do post that on my page, because I've got somebody that I want to pass towards you. I do know somebody that will be very, very interested in that. Okay. Right then. Sharon.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi,
Ken.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, please?
Well, Mickey, anything you're picking up that's going on around me right now, I appreciate.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, first of all, I've got to tell you, this is the end of hardships around you, all right? It's not a time to start counting your losses. Only the people that you're going to lose if you move away. That's what I've got to tell you, okay? I want to say there's a big opportunity coming around you. Now, I get the feeling this is connected with, I want to say it's a job, but it may be connected with a situation connected with a job. Can you understand where you're needing some emotional support at the minute?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's been really rough.
I'm being told this is connected with... Yeah. I'm being told this is connected with some emotional support, and I don't want to go into this too deeply, but I want to say you've asked for help for either from somebody or some group or professional group, and I want to say you are going to get that help that you need, okay? Both financial and emotional support. It's on its way. I do feel as though this may come in a little bit to start off with. You may get told about it and then nothing, but then when it starts to come, it'll come thick and fast. I want to say I'm not quite sure whether this money, how this money is going to come. I do feel this may be connected with a charity or that kind of thing, coming from the state. I don't know. I do feel as though I want to say, can you understand where there's some outstanding support that you should have had, please?
That I should have had?
Yeah, I get a feeling there's some financial outstanding support you should have had or you should have got.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've lost properties and things that I shouldn't have lost.
Yeah, well, I get the feeling this is connected with that. That's what I feel it's connected with, all right? I get the feeling, I'm not quite sure where it's coming from, but I get the feeling maybe it's connected with an insurance, I don't know. I get the feeling somebody seemed to have squandered something. All right. Instead of being handled properly, something's been squandered or wasn't taken care of properly. Okay. So I get the feeling that there's been careless lost possessions here. That's what I'm picking up with this. And I get the feeling something's on its way back to you. All right.
Okay.
I get the feeling this is gonna help you with your long term plans, all right? I also get the feeling it's, I want to say it's going to help you start rebuilding not only yourself, but your life and what's going on around you as well. I get the feeling somebody's going to try to come back into your life. So I've got to say to you, be careful with that. Okay.
Okay.
Watch for a situation developing. All right. I feel as though you're going to need a lot of patience with somebody or something, all right? I also get the feeling maybe you're going to do something to do with qualifications or retraining as well. Whether that's to do with a new employment, I don't know. Or whether it's sort of some retraining somewhere, I don't know. I get the feeling this is to do with a new... Sorry?
I'm just listening.
3 minutes.
Okay. I get a feeling this is to do with either a new work situation or some kind of retraining. I want to say this is connected with a job, and I do feel as though this is starting to move things forward. This is going to. I want to say this is starting to build. I'm almost starting to build. A new road, a new path, and build a new life for you. I want to say this, it's never going to be easy, but stick with it because things are going to be better than what they were. I do feel as though someone's trying to blame their misfortunes on you. Take no notice about it. Just keep walking away. I don't know why, but I feel as though you may need to get... I feel as though you may need to take professional advice or get an order out on somebody. I don't know where that fits in, but I just get the feeling somebody's not going to take no for an answer. Okay? And this is connected with either what's going on around you now or in the recent past. So I just feel I've got to tell you about that. I get the feeling somebody sees you as a bit of a soft touch. Okay, so I don't feel there's anything. I just feel as though you've had enough, and you want to move on with this. You want to start afresh. That's what I'm picking up with that. So just watch out for that. I just get the feeling, you know, what you've got coming to you in this work situation and a new beginning. I just
one
get the feeling.
Minute.
Just literally shut the doors behind you and walk away. Okay.
Okay, but someone's coming back in, huh? Then I can't trust.
Yeah, just be careful. Just be careful. Yeah, someone's
okay.
Going to try to come back into your life. Okay.
All right, Mickey, thank you.
Thank you,
but
Sharon.
Take care.
Yeah. Should we or shouldn't we? Well, we've got 23 minutes. This is the point in the show where we normally lose Mika. So I'm not going to tempt fate and take another call. We've taken 9 calls this evening, and I think we're going to say good night to you all, and thank you all for joining us, because, you know, it could be tempting fate, really, ladies and gents, to carry on. We've taken 9 calls this evening, and it's 22 minutes on the clock. And somebody has just this minute called in. It would be tempting fate to try it. It really would. So, you know, because we don't want to be in the middle of the call. So the 917 has just called in. Try again next week, yeah? So we're going to leave it there, ladies and gents, and thank you all for joining us. Thanks, Mickey. That's it then, ladies and gents. Okay.
Next time.